The New Revelations of Being by Antonin Artaud. The fire in the water, the air in the earth, the water in the air and the earth in the sea. They are not yet maddened enough. They are not yet unleashed enough, one against the other, and the more furious they are and the more enraged, the closer and the more intimate they become. There, where the mother eats her sons, power eats power. Without war, no stability. I say what I have seen and what I believe, and whoever says I have not seen what I have seen, I will now tear off their head. Because I am a brute who cannot be forgiven, and it will be that way until time is no longer time. Neither heaven nor hell, if they exist, can combat that brutality that they have forced onto me. Perhaps in order that I would serve them. Who knows? In any case, so I would tear myself away from them. That which is, I see it with certainty. That which is not, I will make it myself if I have to. I have felt the void for a long time now, but for all that time, I have refused to throw myself into the void. I have been cowardly, like everything that I see. I believe for all that time that I was refusing this world, but I now know that I was refusing the void. Because I know that this world does not exist, and I know how it does not exist. What I suffered from until now is that I refused the void that was already inside of me. I know that I needed to be illuminated by the void, and I refuse to allow myself to be illuminated. If I had been made into a living pyre, it was in order to cure me from being in the world, and the world took everything away from me. I struggle to try to exist, to try to subjugate myself to the forms, to all of the forms, by which the delirious illusion of being in the world screamed reality. I no longer want to be someone subjugated to illusion. Dead to the world, to that which constitutes the world for everyone else, fallen at last, fallen, propelled upwards in this void I have been refusing, now I have a body which undergoes the world and disgorges reality. I have had enough of this movement of the moon, which makes me call out for what I refuse, and refuse what I call out for. I have to end it. I have to cut myself away from this world, that a being in me, this being which I can no longer call out for, because if that being arrives, I will fall into the void that this being always refused. It's done. I really fell into the void from the exact moment when everything that makes up this world, just succeeded in rendering me desperate. Because you never know that you are no longer in this world until you see that you have now truly left it. The dead, the others, are not separated. They are still revolving around their own dead bodies. And I know how the dead have been revolving around their own dead bodies for the exact duration of 33 centuries that my own double never stopped turning. And no longer existing, I see what exists. I truly identified with that being. That being that ceased to exist. And that being has revealed everything to me. I knew it all already. But I could not say it. And if I could start to say it now, it is because I have left reality behind. It is a true, desperate one who is speaking to you, and who knows the happiness of being in the world only now that he has left the world behind, now that he has become absolutely separated from it. The dead, the others, are not separated. They are still turning around their own dead bodies. I am not dead, but I am separated. I will therefore say what I have seen, and what is.